great. Whew. Time flies when you're enjoying yourself. Right, let's have a quick look here. Oh, what a nice time, Shmoney. You should have told me. Right. Last week, what were we discussing last week? Last week, the photochromatic lenses. What's it called again? Photochromic, that's one name, and the other name is transition lenses. That's a better name. Transition lenses. Sorry? Reactor, that's a very, very old. You're giving your age away, be careful. Be careful. Okay, transition lenses. All those things that I said, we said, so what happens is that you put these lenses on, you wear the glasses, and you go into you come from this, let's say, a room like this, and you go out into the sunlight, and the lens changes colour. So we said it can either be blackish, grey or blue, I think we said, different colours it can be. Is there a problem on Shabbos? So we said, the Maaseh is not so posh why it's mutter, the Maaseh is the poskim seem to make it. The Maaseh is the poskim seem to say that is allowed to be done. So we gave various svaras over here. We said, first of all, Ramosha svara, interesting svara, Ramosha. Ramosha, I don't understand what Ramosha means there. Ramosha says the svara is, it's like you've got a table, like this table over here, and you put a blue piece of paper on top. So it's not really, it's a covering, but it's not severe. You haven't changed the white thing. I don't know what that means. And I said, here, Lachur, that's what they asked. Lachur, the lens has changed colour. The lens actually is intrinsically changed. I'm not sure what Ramosha means. Ramosha said clearly in this tshuva, that this case is mutter, so Ramosha held clearly it was mutter. Others say the reason why it's mutter is, Rishon Zalman seems to say the reason why it's mutter is because the person is not doing the surveyor. He's walking into something. I mean, normally the surveyor is a person takes a baguette and he puts it into a dye of blue colouring. So he's doing something, he's making it change colour. Here, the person's going into the sun. Rishon Zalman said that's not an act of surveyor. He says, who are doing a Rishon Zalman Shel Suda, who are doing a person sits in the sun? That's not a problem. It's shit we spoke about before, and he says that's not a problem. It's also interesting. The Maaseh asked him this, well, why is not going into the sun like doing an action? You're doing something. Okay, you have to say that's not straight away, it doesn't happen straight away. Rishon Zalman says it's not straight away happening, and therefore that's not called an Issa of Tzaveya. And we said in the Sefer Zocher V'Shomer, Rafal says an interesting swara. He says the swara is that in a lens, the lens has got in it the potential of changing colour. It's already inbuilt into the lens. That means you're not doing a new Maaseh Tzaveya. The lens has got in it a koyach of changing to blue and transparent. You're making it come out, but it's got it in there already. That means a normal Tzaveya is you take something with a white baguette and you change it into a blue baguette. That's Tzaveya. Something which has got a potential in it already and you're just bringing out that potential. It's also Chiddush. That is not Tzaveya, yeah. What the water makes it brings out the colour. Yeah. The blue's already in there. I don't know what colour in bush you've got. You sure that's how it works? You pour water on. Got a painting already. Yeah, oh, painting. Yeah, it's a good question. It's a I'm not recommending on Shabbat, but I hear what you're saying. I see. Say the colour's already in there. Just the water brings it out. Yeah. Based on that swirl, I could maybe there's what you call it. There's another interesting spot, another interesting spot in Matzah. He says that surveyor normally is a person's got a baguette and he wants someone to see a change in the baguette. I mean, he's got a blue baguette and he wants to make it green. Here, no one's interested in showing off to someone that's got a black glass. You're not interested in doing a surveyor to show other people what you're doing. The natural law of surveyor normally is that a person's got a colouring, he wants to show off to people the change in colour. No, that's with their liquor, that's with their ratio. That could be okay. That's not dricey, yeah? That's not dricey. You know, we're talking about here the Yisoid of Tzaveya. So he said over here, the Balt is not doing anything, and it's having indirectly those straws together on Matthew. But Kitzer, it looks like most poskim take on that one way where these glasses on show a problem. So we did mention last night, everybody, Yashua holds the problem, as far as I remember. But otherwise, come out, all the other poskim seem to take on its mutter. We just said one other thing, also very important, is don't make a mistake. People think that because of this heter, it expands to everything. You know, you get some of these cups which you fill up with hot water, children's cups sometimes, and they change colour. When you pour hot water into it, it changes colour. Watch, it's red, as I say this, it's blue, and when you pour hot water into it, it changes red. That's not the same thing. That's called a maaseh b'yadayim, that's much worse, because that pouring the water is an act of tzaveya. That's similar to you walking into a room. First, I must tell you also, but I tried it out, when you take the glasses and you walk into a room, it doesn't happen instantly. It's a delayed action. So this over here, when you pour water, hot water into a cup, and the cup changes colour, or sometimes you've got a picture, that's a shadow of Kosev as well, it's even worse. Yeah, that is a different story completely. That's an action which you're doing, and that causes it to happen straight away. That's much worse. Yeah, so maybe that's worse. Yeah, maybe that happens straight away. It could be worse. So that's not to make a mistake of that. The other thing is, I remember someone asked me this many years ago, and I realised that sometimes he said to me, when he goes into a dark room with his watch, it lights up. Is that a problem on Shabbos? Well, it illuminates in the dark. You're going into a room. By you going into that dark room, you make it illuminate. So I'll tell you, it's interesting. I saw that they bring down, that's Mutter. The boy, I think I'll read out what they say. They say over there, let me do Sfora, what they say over here. If I can find my note here. Watch the light up in the dark and straps that light up in the dark. No issue to use them at all. Because the oil is constant. The light is there the whole time. It's just you can't see it. When you go in the dark, you can see you're not making anything new. It's very interesting to spoil this, actually. The light of your watch is shining the whole time. It happens to be that in the light room, you can't see anything. But when you go in the dark, you can see it. But you're not changing anything, but you're sorry. The light is the same. And therefore, that's mutter. That's the apostle can say. That's mutter. It's an interesting thing. The mice people have got these watches which light up, or these fluorescent bands or whatever. There's no problem at all going in the dark room. The colour is the same. It doesn't change colour because you go into the dark. The colour is the same, it looks like. That's what it seems to say. But I'm saying the light, when it's in the light room, you can't see it. The voice, the clear light stops you seeing it, but you're not making a new light. The light's like having a torch, for example, in the light room. The torch is still working. When it's dark, there's a benefit from the torch. It's not like you made it. No, that's what I thought. But it looks like, I'm not so much of an expert, but it looks like that's what they seem to be saying over here, that the light is the same light in all cases.
Absorbs the light and then
gets it out again. Fluorescent current, like the green lights, the green thing.
The light on the watch, if you don't put it in the light during the day, it won't shine at night.
That's another, I'm not sure, that's a different thing. But I'm talking about a reflex thing, that much less, which goes, that's a different thing. Right? So that means someone gets a power, it could be different. Okay, everybody, so the next shayla is about colouring food or drinks. Very interesting shayla, this actually. I'll tell you what comes out of it, sorry, is there Gemara Shabbos? It's over there, Gemara Shabbos. This is interesting halacha, this, about colouring food or drinks. So this is Mefurash halacha, it looks like in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Chaf, see if you test. The Mechaber says, thank you very much, Shkoyach, thanks for the service. The Mechaber says over here, Siman Shin Chaf, see if you test. Litin karakum betashul, to put saffron into a food, mutter. The ain lochus lo mishum tzaveya. We don't have to worry about tzaveya. That means what happens? You put this saffron, it looks like a yellow colouring, you put it into your food, and you don't have to worry about it, because now you're going to get a yellow food, you've coloured the food, you don't have to worry, says the Mechaber, the ain tzaveya boichl. There's halacha that there's no issa of colouring with food. The Mechaber carries on, another sif a bit later, in sif chaf, the Mechaber says, in tzaveya pitoi b'mashka peris, if a person dips his bread into a liquid of fruit juice, not into grape juice, I don't know what, fruit juice, which is a colouring, less long bo, no problem at all. Because, as a Mechaber, ain't tzvia boichlin. Again, the same shit over here. There's no tzvia boichlin. Behold, there's no problem of colouring boichlin. That means to colour a beged or an object is an issa of colouring. It looks like from the Mechaber to take a food and to colour it is no problem with sphere. What's the reason? Why is that different? So the Mephoshim say that it's got no chashivas, really. The chashivas of a food is the food itself. The colouring of a food is not a choshva tikkun. It's not a main... Oh, I'm coming to you, it's not a main thing. Yeah, it's not a major thing. And therefore, there's no issot sphere boich. Ad kan have the Mephoshim learn. My friends, there's a major, major problem with this, and I want to show you with a Gemara in Shabbos. That's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Sati, Ayin Hei, I think it is. Shabbos and Daf Ayin Hei, or another. Which, because of this Gemara, makes a lot of problems, actually. The Gemara says over here, in Ayin Hei, Hashoichet, someone shechs an animal on Shabbos. Very Gemara, someone shechs an animal on Shabbos, what have they done? The Gemara says, Shoichet b'shum mayim achayev, what are you chayev for when you shecht an animal on Shabbos? Says about Rav or Mishum Tzaveya. Rav says you're chayav for colouring.
What are you colouring?
Oh, good. You know Asher Kasher?
Asher.
Oh, even better. Better. Who's better than Rashi? The Gemara. It's even better. Gemara. The best, my Rebbe used to say in school, if you ask the Gemara's kasha, that's the best. You can't get better than that. So you've done very well. So the Gemara says, Rav says, Yechai Mishum Tzivea, Shmuel Om Mishum Natsiz Nesham. Reading Gemara, Mishum Tzivea, and Mishum Natsiz Nesham. Are you telling me that Yechai Vas Natsiz Nesham, taking off a life, cutting off a life, but you're not Chai Vas Tzivea? So the Gemara, no, Rav meant you're also Chai Vas Tzivea. You're also Chai for coloring. Says the Gemara, Reading Gemara, Om Rav, Milsa Da Omri Imma, Mada told me something. I've got to say something which people don't start laughing at me. I want to explain myself why I'm saying this severe. Says the Gemara, but my nichale, why does he want blood on the animal? What's going on? The severe over here, it looks like from Rab, you want the blood when you do shchita to go onto the animal. And that's why you're over severe. Says the Gemara, my nichale, nichale litvas besa shchita doma. No, he wants the besa shchita to have blood on it. Ki hechet il chaze inche velisse lizvu minei. It looks fresh. When a person sees blood on the besa shchita, look, you can tell whether it's fresh or not. So it looks very much like it's been just shechted freshly. Now, any person who's in the business will tell you that obviously fresh is much better. People want that. So the Gemara says, Rav says, because of that, you're even severe. Free, before she, what's going on with it? I would just say, ain't Svi Boichlin. There's no problem, we hold you don't, there's no problem of covering for food. Well, I'm saying, so that, oh, very good. So what are you telling me about? I said, well, when you colour a food, any food that you're colouring, why it's got a mile, why are you colouring it? Unless you do it for no reason whatsoever. Yeah, sorry.
That's the food that goes on even an unedible part of the animal, because on the animal,
very good. Some of the show learning goes on the oil, he's quite right. Some people goes on the leather. But Rashi says clearly it goes on the food, on the bosom. And the bosom is edible. So that's a big kasha. Because of this kasha, the many of the four shall not to happen with this of Ein Svi Ba'ichlin. So they come out with an interesting show. There's Nishmas Adam. Nishmas Adam, yeah? Chai Adam, Nishmas Avram, at the bottom there, he says a very interesting chilek. He says, this halacha of Ein Svi Ba'ichlin is only if a person is a normal derech to do. It's not done by professionals. If it's done by professionals for a reason, a valid reason, the moshel, let's say they want to sell it, they want to make it sell better, so the moshel, a caterer, or a hotelier, someone who owns a business, and he wants to encourage people to come, so he's making the colour of the food, he decorates the colour of the food, in order to make the food much more appetizing for people, that's much more of a serious problem. That means, again, let me explain myself. That means, in a normal house, when you go home, Marshall, and you decide to add a bit of red yogurt to, I don't know what, to something, red yogurt to, what you added to cream cheese. So you're doing it to the maestro to make the food look nicer, but you're not doing it to sell it at all. You want the child to eat the food, and therefore to make it more appetizing. Yeah? But you're not, the kavona being severe, you're not doing it for a positive kavona, that's allowed. That's when you're doing the surveyor on the food item. You're doing it to make it. I mean, you mix food items together and you eat the food items together. So you mix food, you put different colorings together. That is okay. When the food item is made for a business purpose, Lamarche, I'll tell you what is a good example of this, Lamarche, food coloring. Food coloring, which is the normal way to do, professionals do this and people in a house do this, that lechur is much more of a serious problem. Someone on Shabbos, for example, has got marzipan and he wants to add flavoring, he wants to add a colouring to it, a blue mark, make it blue, the marzipan. That is a much more serious problem. There he's doing it the kavona in order to make it more appetizing, not really for the food itself. It's mamish for the purpose of its general people do this. So the Nishma says the Chai Odom, that case is much worse. It's like very similar to the case of the butcher who's, when he wants the blood to go on the meat because it's better, it's more commercial, it sells better, it's better. Hu Adin, a person wants to make it much more appetizing for people, it looks much better, more people more likely to take it, buy it, or use it. In such a case, that could be more of a problem. That's what he wants to say. Hu Adin, there's also a poshut lechayah, according to this. You know, sometimes you go to Sherab Rochus, for example, and you see on the table you have these water vases where people put colouring things inside it. They make it blue or green or different sorts of colour. That lechayah is a serious problem, because there you're not going to eat that food. That food hasn't gone ahead to Ein Svi Ba'ichlin. Because that food over there is a water which you're not going to eat. It's made just for decorative purposes, and then it's going to be chucked away afterwards. In that case there, where the food item is made purely for decorative purposes, not meant to be eaten, it's much, much worse than the case we're talking about here. So again, in a food case where a person's got, let's say, some food, let me give you an example over here what I wrote. I wrote, for example, to mix egg yolk into mustard paste. That's allowed. That's really just to make it more, a little bit enjoyable. It's not mummish to highlight to everyone this thing. It's just a normal way of eating food. Or I did to put blackcurrant juice into yogurt. That is a normal thing that people do in a house. It's not made as a professional thing. That would be allowed to be done. That's not a problem on Shabbos. But if a person does something which is typically done by professionals, and you're also doing it as a typically done item, which I say, the example of that would be lechera, colouring agent, that lechera is much worse, and that is a mokum lach. I'm not saying everyone holds it also, because some take on this het of eight sphere of open works in all cases. How they get around this Gemara in Shabbos is a bit of an issue, but first of all, not everyone passes like Rav, so it could be we don't take on like this shitter. But there are, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be going with this mahalach, that there's an inyan to be machmir in a case of where a person is doing it clearly for a beneficial purpose. So a caterer, for example, who's doing it, enhancing the food, he wants to colour the food to make it more appetizing. Someone comes into a shop and he wants people to buy the food because the colour is very attractive, that's more of a serious issue. Yeah? A general person in the house, when it comes to food, generally speaking, the food that we have in our house, even if we add colouring to it, besides the special colouring agent, I'm saying generally put blackcurrant juice into yogurt or so, into cream cheese, that is not mummish to make it more, of course it looks nicer, but that's not his main kavana. His kavana is, that is the dish to eat. It happens to be that you're mixing two different liquids together and you get this consistency.
What's the taste?
He wants a taste, could be, yeah, he wants a taste. But I'm saying someone who specially makes the colour, he wants to get people to come in, that is the whole chokhmah, that people like the colour, it's very appetizing, it brings people into the shop. That is a much more serious problem. That is more of an issue in Hilchos Seveya. So whenever a person does it with kavanas for commercial gain, then that is worse. That's much more of a serious problem. when it comes to drinks, drinks is a bit worse as well. The Benish Chai says that drinks could be worse because drinks resemble a dye. So it could be, says the Benish Chai, that a drink is always problematic in colouring. The Maisa, we are not machmir generally when we make drinks. Most people make orange juice or blackcurrant juice and other things on Shabbos. We're generally not machmir. We don't normally take on this. And this is a chiddush of the Benish Chai. Generally speaking, we take on the drinks where you're not machavan to make an appearance. The person makes a blackcurrant juice. He's not intending whatsoever at all to make a nice colour. That happens to be the way you make the drink, is you put black currant into water and that gets a red colouring. But no one is really intending to make it a colour. That's not his aim. Rather, it's what happens. But that's not his kavona, and therefore that lechora is not a problem at all in Hilchos Seveya. Okay, everybody say. Am I review?